Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Darren, Donick, and Chase, presented by Blue Note Juke Joints, smoother than smooth, here on a Friday. Chase McKay, Willie Donick. Hanging out with you, Darren McFarlane, on vacation, which is where I'll be next week, as we wait Tyson Brio for calling in as they are wrapping up practice. So we hope to catch up with him in just a few minutes. And plus, you'll hear from Mike Vrabel, the Titans head coach, a little bit later on in this hour as well, to get kind of the latest of what's going on as they get ready to take on the Ravens. I will tell you, though, on Sunday, to get ready for that game, Corner Pub is the place to check out the game. With locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown, they have great beer specials, including $1 off Yazoo and Happ & Harry's draft beers, plus Happ & Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub in Bellevue this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 9:30 to 11:30 prior to the Titans taking on the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, the GM Floyd Reese, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by RumbleOn.com, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. So be sure to check that out. Looks like Ty is calling in right now, Willie, so we'll be able to chat with him in just a second, and looking forward to that because I don't think we've had the pleasure yet. So let's say hello to Tyson Brio, the Titans left tackle. Ty, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time today. So first of all, what has this season kind of been like for you as you come in and you join this team? It's your first year here. Taylor Lewan goes down with a knee injury. You are immediately called into duty, and all of a sudden, you're the starting left tackle for a team that's trying to win a division and repeat a trip to the AFC Championship game and beyond. What's that process been like?
Yeah, you know, signing here in Tennessee, I was very excited to join this group of guys in this room, offensive line-wise, and obviously love, you know, blocking for the running backs we have here. They run super hard. So just kind of from an outside perspective coming in, I was excited to be a part of this. So getting the opportunity to come in and contribute like I have has been a great opportunity and been a lot of fun.
Now, obviously, with Taylor's injury, you're in his spot. But this week, it's we've had obviously some questions of what's going on the offensive line. Some of your teammates have been banged up. Ben Jones Roger Saffold. They haven't been able to practice, at least from what we've seen so far. So what's it been like not having those guys alongside you?
Yeah, you know, we always take the next man up approach. We've all been, you know, if you weren't kind of a starter day one, we've all been preparing to play any position you need to play to contribute. So, you know, we're all ready when our names are called. And, you know, for the guys that have to step in and step up, it's a great opportunity, and they're excited to go get it.
Dennis Kelly was kind of the Swiss Army knife for this team since he got here the last few years, whether he was filling in for Taylor or playing the right side. I mean, he could pretty much play anywhere. So what were some maybe pieces of advice you got from him of what it was like playing on this offensive line once you got called into duty?
Yeah, Dennis is a great, you know, old vet. You know, been around it a lot, played a lot of positions, you know, spent a lot of time, you know, crafting himself into a well-rounded player. So, you know, any little tidbit you can get from someone like that to add to your own tool belt, you definitely want to soak it up and, you know, add it to your repertoire.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, blocking for this run game, Derrick Henry, one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League. What was it like the first time that you lined up and you knew that you were going to be opening up a hole for him?
Yeah, he's a special back, you know, and he tends to always fall forward, which is something as an O-lineman you appreciate. He kind of makes us right when things aren't perfect. So, you know, it's exciting to know that if you just get a hat on a hat and cover people up, he can go make something special happen you know, break runs that most people can't.
And then conversely, you know, the passing game, Ryan Tannehill, since he took over last year as the starter, has really changed how this offense has worked as well, along with his relationship with Arthur Smith. What's it been like kind of getting to know Ryan Tannehill as he's your quarterback?
Yeah, he's been a great leader, great quarterback, and, you know, he's always doing what he's supposed to be doing and where he's supposed to be. You know, he's a great leader for us, and you know, a lot of fun playing with these guys with all 11. You know, every position group is special, and, you know, it's exciting to be a part of this team.
Now, I know you weren't here last year, but how much has last year's matchup against the Ravens been discussed in meetings this week? Is it simply last year is last year, or are there some things that have been able to be taken away from that?
You know, they're still running, obviously, a lot of the same stuff, and obviously so are we. So there's definitely, you know, lessons to be learned and things to look at from previous games, regardless of whether or not I was here. So scheme-wise, obviously, you know, we're excited to go out and have this matchup again.
I'm talking to Ty Sambrio, the left tackle for the Tennessee Titans. They get set for the Ravens on Sunday. And, Ty, I'm curious, you know, you were asked the question just a second ago by Chase about, you know, some of the guys not practicing. I would imagine that's a trait that you have to have, being a backup for a portion of your career, where those mental reps of maybe not getting the reps with the first team, or if a guy does have to miss a couple of days of practice, just being able to stay on the same page, stay cohesive, and be able to execute the way you want to on a Sunday.
Yeah, I always try to tell the young guys, above all, pride yourself on being a pro. You know, regardless of what's going on around you, do what you're supposed to do and do it well. And, you know, that's kind of the approach that we all have to take regardless of, you know, what situations we're put into or opportunities we're given. So, you know, it's just like I said earlier, next man up. And, you know, we're all going to play our butts off and, you know, hopefully come out with a win.
To make it to this level, you have to be a great competitor. And I would imagine, Ty, the minute you go in there, you realize that, okay, here comes the backup. We've got to challenge this guy. Let's see if this guy can hold up. And the other team's going to throw a lot at you. How do you use that to bring out the best in yourself and accept that challenge?
Yeah, I would say that I compete with myself more than anyone competes with me. So I, you know, regardless of what approach, you know, my opponent is taking towards me, I'm always doing the same, you know, crafts and techniques to hone my game and work on what I need to work on.
What do you see in the Ravens? You know, they've obviously had an outstanding defensive unit over the last couple of seasons. That they have a time-tested nucleus, tradition of winning. Specifically, what goes into your job this week that's a challenge for you?
You know, I would just say, you know, they throw a lot of personnel out there. So that's one thing that, you know, you just have to be on top of, you know, who's in the game, you know, who we're identifying as what and go from there.
So, Ty, to take us back to the offseason, and when you decided that the Titans was the right spot for you, tell us about that process. Why was the Titans the right opportunity to sign?
You know, and when I was back in Atlanta, we ran the same offense, and I love playing in it, and it's been one of the most fun I've had playing, you know, scheme-wise. So I knew Art ran the same stuff, and I love the way he calls the game. And so I was excited to join, obviously, the offense, but also the room itself. I played with Jamil in Atlanta, and so, you know, he and I have stayed friends, and we communicated about kind of how this room was, and he was telling me how great of a fit I'd be here and how much I'd love it, and, you know, he wasn't wrong. So I'm having a great time here and a great group of guys.
Two more quick questions on the craft of being an offensive lineman. Number one, one thing that the Titans are known so well for is the play action. From a offensive line perspective, what's the key to not giving away play action, to bringing out the best in that? Because it's worked so well, and obviously it starts with the threat of Derrick Henry.
You know, I think it's the way we come off the ball when we are running the ball. You know, you want to emulate that in the pass game and make it feel the same. So, you know, it starts and ends with coming off the ball, which we pride ourselves on here. And, you know, that kind of makes the pass game a little easier.
And finally, this is something that I think a lot of young people always need to know, because there's so much focus sometimes on the top recruits. I'm just looking at your background. You know, you certainly had a fine college career, but you were not a five-star guy or anything like that. Take us back to that time, how you motivated. What was that like? Because you go from being, you know, it says here, according to Rivals, a two-star guy to a guy that's a second-round pick and has now made a pretty good living in this league.
Yeah, I would say just, you know, obviously you want to have long-term goals, but always focus on the short-term details. You know, there's something to improve on each and every day that'll kind of slowly snowball you towards where you want to be in the long run. So be, long-term oriented, but focus on the short-term is how I would explain it.
Ty, just one more for you. You played, obviously, as you mentioned, in Atlanta with one of the greatest receivers that we have ever seen. And what are some things that maybe you've seen AJ do in his second year, preparation-wise, extra work-wise, that kind of makes you think that maybe he's on that path as well?
Yeah, they're both extremely talented players. Obviously, Julio is, you know, a very, very special talent, and so is AJ. But they both kind of share the same tenacity for the game, you know, same passion for the details and their routes and, you know, and catching the ball and the aggressive hands that they use, and the kind of overall confidence that they approach the game with.
Ty, it was great to catch up with you. Best of luck this weekend against the Ravens. We'll all be watching, and it's good to finally talk to you.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you guys.
Ty Sombrio, Titans starting left tackle, joining us here on the show on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And they know, I mean, you can tell right there, Willie, in that interview. I mean, he knows, and they've discussed the test that is ahead of them going on the road to Baltimore, but they seem to be up to it.
Well, we'll find out on Sunday. It'll be a great challenge for them. I just think Sombrio has done a nice job, right? You hope. I know John Robinson, we just had a guy put him on the list for personnel decisions. Not everything works out, but let's give them credit for a nice find, a nice fit. You heard Ty talking about, you know, why he thought he would be able to mesh and blend in well in this system, and he has hung in there. You know, we know going in that, you know, there's a reason Taylor Lewan is paid what he's paid and plays at the level he's played. And so you had to expect some drop off, but I think he's done every bit as well as they could have hoped.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. When we come back, we will hear from Titans head coach Mike Vrabel. That's next. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop.
stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.